Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. On today's show, we're talking about how to unpack the baggage that keeps you from an extraordinary marriage.
And there's a quote from Reed Markham talking about this. He said, "Future successes," and I'm going to add in marriage, "can be diminished by carrying the baggage of the past. Let go of the excess baggage."
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about today. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And I love this part of the show because really it's an opportunity for us to celebrate you and celebrate what you're doing in your marriage. And this hug came from a comment that was posted in the One Family Facebook group that said, "I really appreciated the newest episode that came out, and that was episode 640, Am I Doing Enough Sexually? My husband and I struggle so much with sexual intimacy and the conversations that surround it. My husband actually spoke up and wanted to have a conversation after listening to this recent episode. He almost never talks to me about them. We actually had a decent conversation that evening, the next day, and a follow-up conversation this morning."
Right on.
3 days in a row. "I'm in absolute awe of the action he has taken just over that one episode."
Oh, that's amazing. I love it.
It's incredible because, you know, I mean, so often you hear us talk about sex challenges, but I really see this couple as even like branching that into this idea of like, could it be an emotional intimacy challenge, right? Where they just keep talking to one another day after day, because like we're talking about in today's show, talking about baggage, there might actually be some baggage around sexual intimacy that has kept them from doing it. And now they get to actually step into what does it look like to let go of that baggage.
Right.
Right. Because it doesn't matter if it's baggage from past relationships, from things that people said to us years ago, to the hurts that have happened in a marriage. Most everyone has something that they're carrying around. And this really...
Well, and it's... Here's the thing, though, too. Baggage of the past that we've gotten rid of may not no longer bother us.
True.
And yet something can happen, you know, a week ago, could have happened a week ago, a day ago, and we start carrying that baggage. And we continue to bring that into our present and into our future. So there is times where, hey, everything's great. And then all of a sudden, wow, the baggage is just getting full again.
Yeah.
Like we got to unpack this thing again.
Absolutely. And you know, it's come up in a lot of coaching conversations lately, and that's really what prompted doing this show, because the past, the hurts, the things that have been said, stuff in marriage is really just weighing people down. It's like when you're in the airport and, you know, Tony and I were just traveling, but when you're in the airport and you see the family, generally it's a family, and everybody's got one of the like carry-on roller bags behind them. And then, you know, mom and dad also have backpacks on because they got the little kids and they got the snacks. And then there might also be a stroller, and you're just like looking at this like parade going through the airport because they got all of their stuff. And a lot of times, like if we get that visual, a lot of times that's actually what we're looking like in our own marriages, right? You know, we asked you guys on an Instagram poll last week, you know, has it ever felt, do you feel like there are just times in your marriage when you're carrying around a lot of baggage? 75% of you said yes. This is not uncommon. You guys, we deal with, like, just being alive, you pick up stuff, right? And, you know, there are hurts, things that were said to you when you were a kid. There's disappointments. There's unmet expectations. All of this, that's life. And some of it we're just able to dismiss. I mean, I'm married to a guy who pretty much can dismiss most everything in life. Like, there's just a lot of stuff that rolls off of Tony. It's how he's wired. I, on the other hand, pack everything. I'm like, oh, What did that person mean? What did that look like? Why was that? And so, you know, in that packing, when you start taking this in, and this is not a male female thing, right? Like, let me be real clear. When you start packing that in, it starts taking up some really valuable real estate inside your heart and your head.
Mm-hmm. And this past year has been one where, unlike any other year, that you may have taken on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No, and no kidding. I mean, you may have taken on a lot of stuff, you know, with school closures and mask wearing and not being able to go out on dates or go to a local dive or a bar or just, you know, sitting down at a coffee shop inside. It depends on where you are, what state you live in, how you've gone through this. But through all of that, there may be some things that you started carrying this year that you've never carried before.
Mm-hmm.
And Elise and I have been very transparent, open with you guys, some things that have happened in our own lives with death of family, you know, hurts from other people and things of that nature, that this year it might be time now, you've carried that baggage, maybe time to start just thinking about what is it? What did I just start putting in my bag this year?
Mm-hmm. Because when you're carrying that stuff, those hurts, those offenses, those unmet expectations, whatever you've filled your baggage with, it becomes really difficult to live in the present moment or to engage with people or even to dream about the future, mm-hmm. because
yeah.
your brain gets into this place where it's double checking almost constantly. It's like the scanning, looking backwards of going, okay, like, let me just replay that hurt. Let me replay that thing. Let me go back into the past. And, you know, as I'm talking to people over the last few weeks, you know, I'm hearing it in, you know, the lives of the women that are in the Sexually Confident Women's Coaching Program. They're talking about the baggage that they're carrying, and it's coming up on these coaching calls, and it's coming up in just random conversations. Mm-hmm. This word baggage is coming up over and over again. And, you know, because we were traveling, it really hit home, because sometimes, you know, well, not sometimes, when you come home from a trip,
mm-hmm.
right, you've got your suitcases. Now, I understand, because I'm one of those people, you may not fully unpack the minute you get home. Right. That's how Tony is often. But
I do. I like to come home, get it all out, get it done. Like, I have things to do. I'm going to move on tomorrow. Like,
yeah.
The suitcase doesn't need to sit by the bed for a week, like, with stuff still in it.
I'm more just telling of like, you,
clean it out. Let's move on.
Think about what you do when you come home from a trip. It might actually give you a cue as to your emotional state. Because here's the thing. You might be looking at your suitcases, right? And they're all like nice and folded, you know, super tidy. And when you come home, like, everything goes back in its place. And then often... Well, not often, but then there are other people who come home and it's just like, it'll sit there for a while. Or if you pull it out, you like pull everything out and you're like, okay, what am I going to do with all this kind of stuff? And so we have our baggage can look differently. Like, sometimes we really feel like it's all folded up nice and neat in the suitcase. And sometimes, and we've seen these people, guys, you've seen it at the carousel, like the baggage carousel, where somebody's suitcase has exploded and there's just stuff everywhere. Right. And you're like, oh, sucks to be them. Well, for a lot of us, our lives look like we've got exploding suitcases because that baggage mm-hmm. is so tangible and it's weighing you down. And not only is it weighing you down, but it's keeping you from the intimacy with your spouse, right? It's keeping you from being able to have that closeness and that connection. And it's happened in our own marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to Tony and I, right? Like there, and we've shared it on the show in the past, but you know, there were words that were spoken over me just in life about like what I could do, who I could be, what, you know, I was supposed to do. And even words that I've spoken over my own life, like, well, I could never do that.
Mm.
Like, I could never be a kisser. Like, that's just not who I am. And you take those words and you don't think much of them. Sometimes if it's words, and you just kind of like stick them in the suitcase, right? Other times it's hurts. It's people that have said, oh, your marriage isn't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A lot of you that got married young and people told you you're never going to make it. That's baggage
mm-hmm.
that you've been carrying. Or maybe your marriage has been rocked by an affair. That's baggage that you're carrying. And the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter for the purpose. It doesn't matter what your baggage is, because you can't look around your house or drive down the road or walk in a park and not see people who are carrying baggage. Like, everybody's carrying baggage.
Yeah. And even in our marriage, you know, the baggage of shame,
mm-hmm.
guilt, you know, the revealing of pornography being opened up, finances getting all messed up and debt, you know, those are things that you tend to carry. And each of you is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's be honest. Not all of us are carrying the same stuff because we've all had different lives. We've grown up differently. Some of you, you've grown up in well-to-do homes. Parents loved you. They stayed together. It was pretty much, for the most part, pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would consider my life was pretty awesome. Even though my dad wasn't around for a lot of my childhood, I still look back and go, it was pretty good. And others of you may be carrying, though, even to this day, the guilt or the shame of maybe your parents divorcing. Maybe you're still holding on to that. Maybe you're a small kid. You know what I mean? You didn't understand it, or having to take care of a parent because they couldn't take care of themselves. Hurts, trauma, the loss of a loved one when you were younger, or maybe even through college, things that you did, getting arrested, getting detained. These are things that you could still be carrying right now that you may not even be thinking about because you're like, that has nothing to do with my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it really can have something to do with your marriage.
Absolutely. Because, you know, whatever you're carrying, it comes out in certain ways, right? How you deal with it is really what's the crux, because how you deal with it is how it impacts your marriage,
mm-hmm.
right? And when we ask, you know, what is the impact of this baggage on your life, on your marriage, we got words like, well, I feel inadequate.
Yeah.
I have anxiety.
Yeah, because you're holding it. You're holding in. You're trying to control everything. I've been there before where you're trying to control everything and the anxiety comes up. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I fear intimacy or being vulnerable because what if my spouse knows? What if they learn what I've done or the mistakes I've made or what's in my past? Will they still love me? So there's this fear of being intimate, of being close, of being connected to another person. There's a lack of trust because, you know what? Some of you have been hurt horribly in the past. And so it's very hard for you to trust people. It's hard for you to trust your spouse. Some of you find yourself in this place of just straight up negativity.
Yeah.
You're just a cranky pants, right? And that's because there's stuff that hasn't been dealt with, right? There are addictions that are coming out because of the fact that you haven't been able to deal with your past, right? There's insecurity. There's questioning the future of your relationship because, again, there's so much stuff. There's resentment. There's frustration. I mean, literally, there were so many words that came up when you all were talking about what's been the impact. And, you know, when you hear that list, not a single person listening would be like, okay, I'm going to marry the love of my life. And then I'm actually going to invite resentment, or I'm going to invite anxiety to join us. And we're going to sit down and have a little side of inadequacy or insecure. Like, nobody starts their marriage saying, hey, let's just invite all of these negative feelings to also take a place. We get married and we're like, we're going to be amazing. There's going to be joy and excitement and all of these things. But the truth is that if you haven't dealt with the baggage, if you don't deal with the baggage, you have invited those feelings to basically to sit down at your dinner table, right? You've invited them to take a place and say, okay, like we're going to party now. We're going to have all of this. And
it's interesting you bring that up because last week we talked about fall in love again.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you started saying that sort of stuff and started bringing those things up, it just brought me to that episode because I go, oh, wow. Because none of those are feelings of love.
No.
You know what I mean? Those are all pushing us away from one another mm-hmm. instead of bringing us closer together.
Yeah. Because you can't have both.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to be in this place of love and excitement and enthusiasm if you're dealing with all of these negative emotions, right? They literally are what you feel. The feeling, guys, is like there's a tug of war going on inside of you,
mm-hmm.
right? When you've got baggage, and I know this from personal experience, when there have been years when the finances, I've messed up the finances and stuff like that, and I'm putting on this happy face for Tony, and yet I'm like, oh yeah, but I know the truth. And when Tony finds out the truth, he's going to be angry, he's going to be mad, he's going to be like, but I can't tell him, but it's our finding. Yeah, and so you play this tug of war.
And your spouse knows. I mean, I and they may not know the extent. I always I always can say that I know when something's going on with Elisa. I know when there's turmoil going on. I don't know exactly what it is. And usually it'll come up in some way, shape, or form and on a walk and talk or a date night or something, even just here while we're doing an episode. Things will begin to be unraveled and revealed so that we can begin to discuss it. But there's a sense, you know, you know it, and your spouse knows it too.
Mm-hmm. The truth is, and I've shared this with you guys, and it's something I've told my kids since they were little, that I've always prayed that I would know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that same prayer with kids also plays out with spouses. But I want to say our marriages, your marriage has enough being thrown at it, enough things that are attacking it without the two of you tripping over all the baggage. When you get into this place where you start unpacking it and dealing with it, and actually dealing with it using the framework, the structure of the six pillars of intimacy, it actually makes all the difference. So let's talk about what's possible when it comes to unpacking the baggage after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're back, and we're talking about unpacking your baggage in light of the six pillars of intimacy. And, you know, even preparing for this show and started thinking about like what I hear from coaching clients, what Tony and I hear in conversations out with people, I started to realize that pretty much every piece of baggage somebody shares with me actually comes back to one of the pillars of intimacy,
mm-hmm.
right? And so what that means is that the baggage is, there's a broken pillar. And so the fix is actually going after how do I shore up that pillar, right? You know, things of, you know, maybe your spouse is emotionally withdrawn from you, right? Or there's been hurtful words spoken in the marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a broken emotional intimacy pillar, right? Or maybe touch has been withdrawn, or you don't touch one another. It's just not a thing. And you said, well, I'm not touchy-feely. Maybe that's the phrasing that's been put in your marriage. Well, there's an impact on your physical intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're hiding purchases, or you're not taking care of, you know, the finances in your marriage. Well, financial intimacy. Or maybe, you know, and I hear this from people where they're like, well, you know, where was God in this situation? Or, well, I'll never go to church because, you know, the people at church, they're all flawed. And like, you can get into this place where your spiritual intimacy it needs to be shored up,
mm-hmm.
right? That pillar. Or, you know, maybe the two of you have just gotten away from doing dates, or you feel like you're the one that always has to plan it, or you don't ever spend time together. Well, there's a crack. The baggage is wrapped around your recreational intimacy. Or there's been, you know, sex has been used as a weapon, or there's been, you know, rejection around sex in a marriage or an affair. And, well, that's all wrapped around your sexual intimacy pillar. And when we asked, you know, what could life look like? Right? Like, let's get back to dreaming again. What could life look like? Or what do you think it would look like without the baggage? These words are so powerful. You guys said things like, I would be free.
Yeah, there is freedom.
You know, I would be light. I would feel calm or peaceful. Straight up.
Yeah. A lot of that is the tension, the rapid heartbeat, the excessive sweats. You know, the opposite of that is that calm and that peaceful time where that, and even your head's not just swimming. You know, you're just, you're trying to take care of everything and your head's just never shutting down. You know, you can't go to sleep or you wake up, you have insomnia even.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's words like feeling connected, feeling safe, feeling secure. Those are all the words. You guys, like if we go back to my, like, what do you, have you invited into your marriage, right? What's sitting at your table? These are the feelings that we want to invite to sit inside our marriage.
Well, and connected is the emotional intimacy, the physical, the sexual intimacy, mm-hmm. safe and secure. Both of those, to me, bring up the financial intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's this safety. There's we have enough or not even enough. We have more than enough to be in a place where we can be calm and peaceful. Mm. You know, we're not grasping. It's just interesting when I hear these words and how, where I would place myself when I hear these.
Well, and then it becomes a question of, are you willing to unpack the baggage if you have a structure and a framework to do it? Because even just last week, we had gotten a message from somebody that was carrying a ton of baggage, and somebody said, well, you just need to dump this all on your spouse. Right. And so it was just this like big old dump fest. And that pretty much set off a nuclear bomb in their marriage because there was no framework. It was just unpack the baggage. And literally, again, it's like the suitcase on the baggage carousel at the airport where, you know, you see everybody's underwear and you see what kind of, you know, beauty products they use and what kind of tooth. And it's like all out there. And there's no structure.
Mm-hmm.
on how you do it, because so often just that dumping is not well received because we're not necessarily, you know, without the six pillars, you don't necessarily have a framework to go, okay, this, like I can actually address this pillar is the one where I was hurt. And so as we started really looking at, okay, how have we unpacked baggage in the past? What does this look like? And I realized that there's actually a formula, which I'm super excited about because I love formulas. It really like, so my brain works. Give me a system. Give me a process. And so you get into this place of being able to communicate. Okay, what happened? Right? That's the hurt.
Okay.
Right? Whatever that is. That's the hurt. Where you got hurt. So you add on the where you got hurt. That's your pillar.
That has been impacted. So let's just say the hurt, just to make this easy, because then we'll go to the what it equals. But the hurt, we're going to just say overspending that led to debt increase. That led to the inability to pay off that bill and then have fees attached to it or collectors or whatever calling. So that's the hurt. When we look at the pillar impact, it would be your financial intimacy, right?
And I want to say one thing real quick here. I know there can be multiple pillars that are impacted when there's been a hurt.
Sure.
Because the pillars are interwoven, they're interdependent.
Yes.
It's not just one pillar.
Correct.
However, when you're unpacking your baggage, taking it one pillar at a time actually makes it manageable. So you don't feel like you're trying to address the emotional intimacy and the financial intimacy and, oh, this also impacts our recreational intimacy, because we start with one. And then when you revisit it, looking at the different pillars, now you've got this framework. You're not just trying to tackle like, we have to fix us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of us don't know how to do that. Straight up.
Even Elise and I don't. Like this is why we believe so much in the six pillars of intimacy. Because even for us, we can look at these and go, we're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a crack in this pillar right now. This one is strong. Like we can go, oh, wow, our sexual intimacy pillar, wow, that's strong right now. And yet our financial intimacy and our financial pillar is really struggling.
Absolutely.
So, and what's the solution?
So you identify the hurt, the pillar that's been impacted. So that's where you got hurt. And then the solution becomes, what do I need to do? What can I do? Going back to this year's hashtag, what can I do to build that particular intimacy? So going back into Tony's example of, overspending led to bills not being able to be paid, you know, which would have led to not being able to do that. Like all of a sudden, we all know what that financial, you know, avalanche looks like, right? Financial intimacy is the pillar that's been impacted. So the solution is looking at the financial intimacy pillar. And if you've picked up the six pillars of intimacy, you know, we've talked about this, you know, what it looks like, but getting into this place where you start to understand, okay, how can I take action in the financial intimacy pillar? Does this mean that I'm going to commit to sharing my expenditures with my spouse? Does it mean that I'm going to sit down once a week and put all of my receipts down? Does it mean that once a week, because maybe you just pay everything, you know, with a credit card or a debit card, once a week, we're going to sit down and just review all of the expenses and I'm going to commit to honesty with my spouse? Does it mean that maybe, you know, for a couple months, just to get us back on track, that the solution is I ask my spouse to be the one to handle the bills, because we just need to transfer that, right? There can be a lot of different solutions, and the solutions are as varied as you all are.
Yeah. And I'm going to just share with you guys, episode 495 is the start of our money and marriage series. That's part one. I'm going to put a link to that one here in the episode notes. And then within that, you can see all six episodes. That's just under your financial intimacy pillar. So I just want to bring that together, because we're talking a lot about that right now, and it may just have stirred something up in you. And so I just want you guys to have this resource, because it's like bringing your finance together, dealing with debt, side hustles, planning for the future, estate planning. I mean, those are all part of our money and marriage series.
But I want to show you guys how this formula can actually be used no matter what the hurt's been. Like, let's say your spouse had an affair. Okay, the hurt, very obviously, your spouse had an affair. There's emotional hurt there. There's sexual hurt there, recreational, financial. Like, literally, you could go through all of them. Again, what did I tell you? Six pillars, they're interwoven. They are dependent on one another. But to just identify, the hurt was the affair. Specific intimacy pillar that was impacted. We're just going to say sexual intimacy for the sake of this example, right? The solution. What can the two of you do to rebuild trust and rebuild connection around your sexual intimacy? What does it look like for the two of you to begin the process of being sexually intimate again? What does it look like for the two of you to say, okay, I'm comfortable at this point, let's work to the next point, right? Because now you've got a framework. You're not just saying, hey, we need to fix us. Mm-hmm. But you have this tool, you have this resource to say, ah, I got it. I'm hurt. I don't have to carry this baggage around anymore. I don't have to just go, oh, what am I going to do with this? I'm just going to be like that person in the airport that's got five suitcases trailing behind them. And that's just the way I'm going to live my life, because that's awkward and uncomfortable. And you knock everybody out of the way when you're in the airport. Think about it. You can't go anywhere. When you start to say, I don't have to carry this anymore, I'm going to put a plan around this. I'm going to work through each one of my suitcases. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work through them. I'm going to get the healing, because I want to have those feelings of feeling free and light and calm, peaceful, connected, secure, safe.
And can I just say, each and every day, you can dive into your spiritual intimacy. I do believe this is where, in this time, and in this moment, when we have this baggage, if we want that freedom, we need to lay that at the feet of Jesus. We have to lay that at the feet of Jesus. And sometimes it's a daily thing that we need to do. Mm-hmm. Other times, it may be once a week, or when you guys do your devotional, or when you do your prayer time together, or when you're worshiping. But I find myself many a times throughout the day listening to my worship music, because that's where I feel like I connect in my spiritual intimacy, and Elise and I do when we're at church. I feel like that's our moment, where sometimes you got to just unpack it and you got to just let it go. Mm-hmm. You got to just let it go. You got to allow freedom to be impacted, and you got to allow Jesus to work on your heart. You have to. I there are just times when I've tried to do it on my own and I don't. I try to unpack everything and it just keeps coming back in. You need freedom. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't unpack your actual suitcases without a plan. You know where your clothes go. You know where your toiletries go.
Yeah.
You know where your shoes belong. Don't unpack the baggage that you've been carrying around for all these years without a plan. You wouldn't do it with your physical life. Don't do it with your self, right? You would. Everything's got a place. And the hurts, the unmet expectations, the disappointments, the stuff that has been weighing you down and trailing behind you all these years, it just needs to have a plan.
Yeah. This is your week. This is your week. Hey, it may not be a physical piece of suitcase that you're carrying around with you, and yet there's some things in that bag that are weighing you down. And this week, I'm going to challenge you, and Elisa and I are going to challenge you to actually write down the 1, 2, the 3 things that have been weighing you down that need to be let out. They need to be put away. They need to be set free so that way you can experience the calm, the peace, the freedom, the lightness, the joy, the happiness that you so desire. And if you, if this is a time where you just are like, I don't know how, I don't know what to do, I'm sinking, I'd encourage you to apply for coaching with Elisa. I really would. This may be your moment in time where you go, you know what? I need someone to step beside me, to stand beside me and go, you know what? Let me show you a different perspective. Let me show you a different way to unpack this baggage than you have before. So if that's for you, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/coaching. Apply for coaching with Elisa today. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week as you unpack your bags. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.